Back from the annual mid-session recess, Senator, after a relatively slow start to things, picked up quite a bit this week.
Yeah, we did. We were very productive this week. You know, we came in at the beginning of the week. We passed and sent over to the House several Senate bills. We had multiple other bills that we were able to perfect. We have gotten off, it's no secret, to a slow start this legislative session. I think we had maybe 9 bills or so passed during the first half of session, which is probably a record low. I was really pleased to see the Senate come back and start being productive again. And we were able to get some of the issues that I feel are very important, at least over to the House.
One of those is the Senate Joint Resolution that makes changes to the way Kansas City, Missouri Police Department funds itself.
Yeah, so the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department is the only department in the state, a municipal police department, that is under state control, meaning that the Board of Police Commissioners, which have the responsibility of governing the KCPD, those members, with the exception of the mayor, are appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate. So under state statute, the city has a minimum amount that they are required to fund the KCPD, and that number has been set at 20% of the city's general revenue since 1957. That was the last time the statute was updated. And so we saw in May of last year some very disturbing actions by the city council where they sought to defund the KCPD to the tune of just over $42 million. And what they were doing is they were taking the money that they had previously appropriated to the police department, and they were trying to strip that back down to the minimum 20%. What we did is I filed a bill as well as a companion joint resolution. And what the bill does is it increases the funding threshold for the KCPD from its current 20% to 25%. And then the joint resolution would put a question on the ballot, which would allow an exception to the Hancock Amendment that would allow that increase to take effect. We were able to pass the Senate joint resolution on Monday whenever we came back from spring break. And so both of those pieces of legislation are now over in the House. And I'm hopeful that we will have an opportunity to have a hearing next week and get those bills to the governor's desk. The way that the ballot measure is drafted is it would only apply to a municipal police department that is under state control. As it happens right now, the only municipal police department under state control is the KCPD. The city of St. Louis, its police department used to have a similar structure that was repealed a few years ago. And so as of now, as it stands, the only police department that would be impacted by the joint resolution would be the KCPD.
There was another bill that's getting a lot of talk, made its way through the process this week, but started in the Judiciary Committee with you.
Yeah. So we had several senators who had come forward, three specifically, that had measures that they had sponsored that have to do with protecting victims of rape and sexual assault. And so we rolled those all into one legislative package, all three of those concepts, and put it on the floor. And what it does really is twofold. One is it gives protections to victims of rape to make sure that they are not harassed by criminal defense lawyers during the prosecution of those rape cases, trying to get back into the sexual conduct of the victim in the past. And then in addition to that, there's a provision there that establishes a sexual assault victim's bill of rights. There had been a bill that previously had passed the Senate and was signed into law by the governor that created a bill of rights for sexual assault victims, but that was challenged in the Missouri Supreme Court. And for technical reasons, portions of that legislation were declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court last week. What we were able to do is pass new legislation that we believe will be constitutional to make sure that we are protecting mostly women, but also men who would be victims of sexual assault.